Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Mike Simpson. In this show, we're going to discuss creating and customizing queries in business objects. I've been doing software training and development for the past 25 years, and I've been working with databases and with business objects for the past 15 years. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo Training profile. And if you have any questions that you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. All right, let's get started. Queries are the process by which business objects retrieves information from the database and brings it back to the end user, generally in a format that then goes into either a table or a chart. We generally create our queries by dragging and dropping entities, measures, and views from the Report Manager window into the right-hand panel. We have a three-paneled window where on the left-hand side we have objects that we want to have in our query and classes, which are groupings of objects. When we drag those entities from the left-hand side window onto the upper right-hand side window, business objects starts to create a select statement in SQL where the projection, the items to be selected, are the objects that we drag. And business objects will automatically figure out not only which items to drag, but from which tables to drag. So it'll figure out the columns to be selected and the tables to be selected from where those business objects entities are. Now, you might say, well, I may be dragging them, but I don't actually know which tables they're coming from. Again, that's part of the power of business objects. You don't know because you don't have to know. The universe designer will have created the linkages between the objects that you see and the actual tables or views that are represented in the various databases. Further, when we create our queries, we can automatically arrange to have the data sorted in the order we desire by simply pointing and clicking on the objects and setting a desired sort order. When we set up the queries, we can also create restrictive clauses, where clauses, to restrict the rows of data that are being retrieved. In the left-hand side of the Classes and Objects panel, we can click on a yellow funnel icon to bring up a list of funneling objects which act as filters. The query filters further restrict the data that are being pulled back by limiting the number of rows that are being retrieved. What that does is basically add a where clause to the select statement, thereby restricting the rows that are being generated. You can actually see the where clause that's being generated by clicking on the View SQL button that will appear at the top of the query window. That View SQL button has the letters SQL on it with a small I above it. So basically gives you information about the SQL. Business Objects supports utilizing multiple query filters to customize the SQL. By default, when you drag multiple query filters in, they are implicitly conjuncted together. In other words, there's an implicit AND between them. But it's easy enough to double-click on that AND to make them a disjunction. In other words, to make them an implicit OR. Further, when you create the queries, if you want to change the order in which the items appear in the report, it also becomes a simple measure of dragging and dropping the objects around in the upper part of the panel, and then business objects rearranges the SQL to generate the values appropriately. Another way in which you can customize the query is that once the report has run and you're viewing the results of the report in real time, you may right-click on the table of results and, depending upon the version of business objects that you have, you can select either Insert Filter or, on a later version, you can select Quick Filter. In either case, a pop-up dialog box will appear, giving you a set of values. It's a list of values that appear in the table. Once that list of values appears, you can select certain of those values. And then once you've selected certain of those values, business objects will essentially redo the query, but it will restrict the rows that appear to only be those that you have selected in that query. For example, if you have a query that returns 10 states and you filter and only select 3 of the states, then the query will be rerun, but you'll only retrieve the rows that have one of those 3 states. All rows that don't match one of those 3 states will not show up in the rerun query. You could subsequently right-click on the table again and remove that filter and bring back all the rows. So you can dynamically add and remove these kinds of quick filters to be able to interactively see the results of changing the values. Now that's another nice feature of business objects, this ability to create and customize these quick filters frees you from having to know the underlying back-end SQL, because for all you know, the SQL that's required to generate the queries, it could be simple, it could only be coming from one database, but it's equally possible that the SQL could be having to be generated by going across multiple databases, and it could be somewhat complex. At least it could be complex or it could be unfamiliar to you. And the point is that business objects hides the potential complexities of having to deal with multiple SQL databases, or to use the formal business objects term, dealing with multiple data providers. It hides all that complexity from you. So you really don't have to worry about where all that information is coming from. You simply drag and drop the appropriate objects, take a look at the results of the query, and then fine-tune the results of that query as needed. The result is an interactive, easy-to-use, yet powerful scheme for interrogating your databases. I hope that you've enjoyed today's presentation on customizing queries. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box. And if you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for my name, Mike Simpson. If there's a show that you would like for me to do, you can let me know by utilizing the question and comment box. Thank you again for your time today, and remember to tune into GoGo Radio. It's found exclusively on gogotraining.com.